Blog Talk Radio.
Chapter 6, verse 24. And let's read it together. No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold the one to the other and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Then I want you to go up to verse 33. It says, but seek you first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and these things shall be added unto you. So what are the things that he's talking about? The things that you might want, or the things that the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knows that what you need of all these things. And then I want you to skip down to verse 7 and let's read verse 14. Chapter 7, verse 14. Because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. So those are the things that I want you to remember. They were in Matthew chapter 6, verse 24, and Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, as well as in Matthew 7. I want you to know that, those things. I also want you to know that you're not supposed to call. I think it's in Matthew 23. Let me turn there right quick and tell you. Matthew 23 and verse 7. I'll read verse 7 and 8. It says, Matthew 23, verse 7. And greetings in the marketplace, and to be counted of all men, Rabbi. But be not you called Rabbi, for one is your master, even Christ, and all ye are brethren. Verse 9, and call no man your father upon the earth, for one is your father, which is in heaven. These are things that I think you should know, sheep, and I think you should have them. Now, it says here that I am to read, it says, deaf to sin, alive to God, chapter 6, Romans. But I want you to know that I read that last week, and you can always go back. And that's the good thing about Blog Talk Radio, and listen to an episode that has been done in the past. Today, I'm going to read it starting at verse or at chapter 8 and read as far as I can, and because I have a feeling that, you know, we don't know when our Father in heaven will return, but I believe that he's coming back. And it might be soon, sooner than what we think. And my job was told to feed his sheep, that is, read to you all or talk to you all as best as I can. So let's start at Romans chapter 8. Chapters 6 and 7 have been done last week, and we'll see how far we get tonight. Let's go to Romans chapter 8 and start there in verse 1. It says, there is now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh. I want you sheep to know that I read from the King James Version of the Bible. And I've gotten a little bit ahead of myself. I should introduce myself and let you know that this is the Feed My Sheep show. And I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Sabbath to you all. The only day in the Bible that tells you to remember the Sabbath day and to keep it holy. And you're saying, tomorrow is Saturday, the Sabbath. But in the Bible, it starts in Genesis, it starts the next day, starts in the evening time. And it is evening time here in Detroit, where I call it the next day, Sabbath day. I want you to read it for yourself. It's in the King James Version of the Bible that I read from, the version. You know, this is not the real thing. I don't know what the real Bible says. I'll just tell you the one that I think is good enough for me to tell you all. God told me to feed his sheep. I think that I should read from the King James Bible until I get a chance to read to you or buy a new Bible that is the real Bible. And I don't know what is the real Bible. So let me just say this. Sabbath observance starts Friday evening and ends Saturday evening. So we got all day tomorrow for Sabbath. And it starts right now, like Friday evening. Now, I want all of my sheep to have their three P's. That's pen, pencil and paper, there might be some references or scriptures that I say that I will want you to write down. So today's lesson is in Romans chapter 8. So you can write that down if you want. You might need to know that. And, oh, let me tell you, Halloween is coming soon, and people are getting ready for Halloween. But I just want to go over with you the holidays of Jesus, the holidays of God. So do you know what those are? I don't know what they are. I'm going to teach you, and hopefully I will tell them to you each week until we get a hold of it. We can say what they are without having to look at a paper or hear in the Bible. Now, the feast of the Lord starts with keeping the Sabbath, of course. Then there's Passover. Then there's unleavened bread, the day of Pentecost, the feast of trumpets, the day of atonement, the feast of tabernacles, and the last great day. So we are to learn those. I want you to learn those, sheep, and I need to learn those myself. So the Sabbath, Passover, Feast of Unleavened Bread, the Day of Pentecost, the Feast of Trumpets, the Feast of Atonement, the Feast of Tabernacles, and the Great Feast. Those are the things that I want you to learn. You can say, well, Sister Harris taught me that. You can testify on my behalf, because on that great day that God comes, I am going to be one of those. Well, God, I did try to feed your sheep. And I'm going to be saying, I told you this, that, and the other. And I'm telling you what the feast of the Lord, those days are. And Halloween is not a God day. That is the day that man has made for the devil. So is Thanksgiving, Christmas, Easter. All those days do not belong to God. God has 7 days, or maybe 8 days. And remember, I just told them to you. I will say them again. You are to keep the Sabbath, Passover, the Feast of Unleavened Bread, the Day of Pentecost, the Feast of Trumpets, the Day of Atonement, the Feast of Tabernacles, and the last great day. I don't know why I have to belch every time, but I'm going to pick up reading in verse 8 of Romans chapter 3. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh. You got it, Saint? Yeah, you got that sheet. Thank you very much. Verse 4, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Now, what are you supposed to not to walk after? Yeah, you're right. You heard that much. You're not to walk after the flesh, but you are to walk after what? That's right. You are to walk after the Spirit. You sheep are learning something. Thank you. Thank you, God. Verse 5, for they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, and carnally minded is mean sexually minded or erotic minded. That is after death. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, that is enmity, that's dislike against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then, they that are in the flesh cannot please God. Verse 9, but you are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. If so be that in the spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the spirit of Christ, he is none of his. Verse 10, and if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the spirit is life because of righteousness. Verse 11, but if the spirit of him is raised up, Jesus Christ from the dead, dwelling in you, he that raised up Jesus Christ from the dead shall be quickened your mortal body, that is your dead bodies, by this, well, it says mortal bodies, by his spirit that dwelleth in you. So God quickens, he brings back your dead body from sin. Verse 12, therefore, brethren, we are debtors, not to the flesh, but live after the flesh, but to live after the flesh. Verse 13, for if we live after the flesh, you shall die. But if you through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of God, you shall live. For as many are as led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. Have you ever heard that before? I have not heard that before, and I have been in church a long time. I am so glad God called me out. I'm learning just as you are. See, if you're listening to me, and I hope you are, just as that person was down in Florida who requested the Freedom of Information Act on me from my employer, my previous employer. I'm not working now. Verse 16, the Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Let me say that again. Verse 16, the Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. The children, and if the children been heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. Verse 18, for I reckon that the suffering of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. For the earnest expectation of the creature with manifestation of the sons of God. Before I started reading my program came on, I was listening to a program on the History Channel, I think it was, but they were saying that creatures, they were saying that maybe certain creatures, like this creature was an ant that we came from, but I cannot tell it the way that they could tell it. So when I see the word creature here, that reminds me of what I was watching before I turned, or before I began to read this program, or before I began to do this program. Verse 20, for the creature was made subject to vanity, and vanity is worthlessness or uselessness, not willingly, but by reason of him who has subject the same in hope, because the creature itself also shall be delivered from bondage of corruption unto the glorious liberty, and liberty means freedom of the children of God. Verse 22, for we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain. And that's like travaileth, it's like a woman giving birth, having pain. It hurts just that bad together until now. Verse 23, and not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body. Verse 24, for we are saved by hope, but hope that is not seen, is not hope, for what a man seeth, why does he yet hope for? But if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. Likewise, the Spirit also helps our infirmities. Infirmities, that those are sicknesses, infirmities, or illnesses. If we know not what we should pray as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercessions, that's news for me, intercessions for us with groans and which cannot be uttered. Verse 27, and he that searches the heart knoweth what is in the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercessions for the saints according to the will of God. And verse 28, and we know that all things work together for the good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. And my purpose is to feed his sheep. That's what he told me, to feed his sheep, and that's what I'm doing. Verse 29, for whom he did foreknew, he predestined to be confirmed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, then he also called, and whom he called, them he also justified, and whom he justified, them he also glorified. Praise God. And praise God. Thank you for that. What shall we then say to those things, or to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? That reminds me of one of our presidents, not the last one, but the one before him. I think they say the one that we have now is number 45. So that was number 43 I'm talking about. Remind me of. Let me say, read this again. Verse 31. What shall we say then to those things, to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? For he spared not his own son, but delivered him up to all of us. How shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifies. Verse 34. Who is he that condemneth? For his Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of the Father, who maketh intercession for us. You knew that. You know, for you knew that whatever us he prays for us, he makes intercessions for us. That is, Christ Jesus makes intercessions for us, for Yeshua. Verse 35, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, and tribulation is like suffering or distress or misery or pain. Of course not. Those things won't separate us from the love of Christ or Yeshua. Or distress or persecution or famine, that is, without food, or lack of food, or nakedness, or peril. Peril is danger, or sword. As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities. Principalities are like empires or states or countries or powers or anything present or anything to come, nor height, nor depth, nor the other creatures shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Now, that's the end of chapter 8. Let's go into, and may God give us understanding and the meaning of what has been read. You're welcome to go over this again. Verse 9, it says, I say the truth in Christ, I lie not, my conscience also bearing me witness in the Holy Ghost, that I have great heaviness and continual sorrow in my heart, for I wish that myself were accused of Christ for my brethren, my kinsmen, according to the flesh. Who is Israel, to whom pertaineth adoption and glory and the covenant and giving in the law and the service of God and his promises? So what are his promises? He gives us life through righteousness. He gives us the Ten Commandments, and I gave those to you last week. He gives us a lot of promises that we are to read and understand. In the book of Isaiah 28, verse 10, it reads, I forget, here a little, we learn here a little, and there a little. But he gives it to us. I can't remember them all. Those are things that you will have to remember on your own sheet. He gives us those promises. And then the promise is life after this death. We are going to pass from this life into death. In this life, if we were good, if we did good, it's like a testing ground. If we did good, we will go into life. And if not, we will go to where Satan and his demons are and be kicked into the fire. What we want to do is live and do good, do righteousness. Let me read verse 5. For whose are the Father, and of whom as concerning the flesh Christ came, who is over all. God bless forever. Amen. Verse 6. Now, as though the word of God has taken none effect, for they are not all Israel, which are of Israel. Verse 7. Neither, because they are all the seed of Abraham, are all the seed, are they all children? But in Isaac shall they seed be called. Let me read verse 7 again to you, sheep. Neither, because they are the seed of Abraham, are they all children? But in Isaac shall thy seed be called. Verse 8. That is, they which are the children of the flesh, are these are not the children of God, but the children of the promise are counted for the seed. We are the seed of Isaac or Abraham. For this is the word of the promise. At this time will come, and Sarah shall have a son. And not only this, but Rebekah also conceived by one, even by the by our father Isaac. For the children being not born yet, neither having done good or evil, that the purpose of God, according to the election, might stand, not of works, but of him that calleth. For it is said unto her, the elder shall serve the younger. As it is written, Jacob I have loved, but Esau I have hated. And I meant to look the scripture up where it tells you that, or not scripture, I meant to look up in the dictionary where it tells you that Esau is of the white race. And right here, God is saying, Jacob I have loved, but Esau I have hated. So he's saying that he has hated the white race. Is that why they are constantly trying to, going up in space, trying to find God so that they could hurt and harm him? I don't know what Esau think he is going to do to God, because God is a black man, I think, because he made us of dirt, and he breathed the breath of life into Adam. He made us out of the ground. Verse 14, what shall we say then? Is there unrighteousness with God? God forbid. For he said to Moses, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. So then, is it not of him of, let me read that again. So then, it is not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but of God that showeth mercy. For the scripture said unto Pharaoh, even for this same purpose have I raised thee up, that I might show my power in thee, and that my name might be declared throughout all the earth. Therefore have he mercy on whom he will have mercy, and whom he will harden. Thou wilt say then unto me, why do he yet find fault, whom he has raised, whom he has resisted, is his will? Let me read verse 19 again and try to read it better for your understanding as well as mine. Verse 19, thou shalt say then unto me, why doeth he yet find fault, for whom he resisted his will? For whom has resisted his will? Nay, but, O man, who art thou that repliest against God? Shall the things formed say to him that formed it, why hast thou made me thus? Has not the potter power over the clay, or the same lump of the one vessel unto honor, and another unto dishonor? What if God, willing to show his wrath and to make his power known, endures with much long suffering vessels of wrath fitted to destruction? And let me just say this before I go on. I am at verse 23. I'm stopping at verse 23. I'm going to tell you that it's in Genesis 15 that we were to be slaves 400 years, and next 2 years we will no longer be under the 400 years. They will be up, and because we were made in this country slaves in 1619 when a Dutchman brought two women over as slaves, and that was on June the 30th, 1619, and 2019, June the 30th, will be up. That will be 400 years, and when those 400 years are up, I expect to do the same things that you have done to us, that we will do to you. Verse 23, and that he might make known the riches of his glory on the vessels of mercy which he had afore prepared to glory, even us whom he's called, not of the Jews only, but of the Gentiles, as he said also in OC, I will call them my people, which are not my people, and her beloved, which was not beloved. And it shall come to pass that in the place where it was said unto them, ye are not my people, there shall they be called the children of the living God. I'm going to say Elisha also cried concerning Israel through the manner of children of Israel be as sand of the sea, a remnant shall be saved. For he shall finish his, verse 28, for he shall finish the work and cut it short in righteousness, because a short work will the Lord make upon the earth. And as Elijah said before, except the Lord of the Sabbath had left before us seen, we had seen as Sodom, and be made like unto Gomorrah. What shall we say then? That the Gentiles, which followed not after the righteousness, have attained to righteousness, even the righteousness which Christ, which is of faith. But Israel followed after the law of righteousness, has not attained the righteousness, has not attained the law of righteousness. Wherefore they sought not, wherefore they sought it not by faith, but as it was by the works of the law, for they stumble at a stumbling stone. As it is written, behold, I lay in Zion a stumbling stone, a rock of offense, and whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. Let's say a word of prayer in the next 32 seconds. Our Father, thank you for protecting us from the devil, even every day as we walk as well as we go to sleep. I thank you, Sheep, for listening. I am really glad that you are sometimes communicating with me. to read, if you're hearing, I want you to read chapter 10
help
and
your
11
children
for next week.
And don't let them fall. Of the road.
Bless us, Lord. And keep us from the
to love one another. That heaven might find a place in their hearts. 'Cause Jesus is love.
Down.
And I know salvation.
Lift
up our hearts.